Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Cape Cod Fun Show. It's the show that's all about having the most fun in the most beautiful place on Earth, Cape Cod, USA. My name is Eric Williams, and Mung is here.
Woo.
And Greg is here.
Hello.
And fellas, we can't fool around now. Frost is on the horizon. We must capture the last of the warm weather fun. It's our solemn duty today to just get rolling. Stay cozy. Come on now, let's all get in for a group hug.
Oh, wow. That's so nice. Oh, that's nice.
Okay. Why are you so close to me?
Oh, that's great. Fantastic. I'm warm. I'm so warm.
What's
now.
What's that smell?
That must be Greg's aftershave low tide for men. That's unfortunate. He's. I suggested high tide for men. It's a more salty, fresh scent, but he likes the old Cape Codder scent.
Like a good Cape Cod marsh.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we got a big show. Here's the show rundown. What do we have? Oh, my gosh. Hot topics like, when do you turn off your outdoor shower? Here comes the Haunted Harbor, Haunted House attraction. The scariest thing on Cape Cod, maybe. We're going to suggest a walk in the Bridge Creek Conservation Area in West Barnstable. You're going to love it. Hey, how about an 80s flashback dance performance? Come on, Thompson Twins, who's
Groovy.
With me?
Groovy.
We've got Oktoberfest in Mashpee and an event called Shuck, a day of oysters and beer, that and so much more on this episode of the Cape Cod Fun Show podcast. First, let's check the all-important Cape and Islands weather forecast for Saturday, October 5th, 2019. Mostly sunny, high near 58, fellas. That's a little chilly. Goosebumps, Greg.
Come on. Ooh, I'm cold.
Oh, yikes. No.
But that doesn't mean you can wrap yourself in a nice blanket.
Well, then how about this? Saturday night, you're striding around Main Street, USA, Cape Cod. Mostly clear with a low around 47.
Ooh,
who wants to borrow my mucklucks?
Is that during the day or at night?
That's the night temperature Saturday
night.
Night.
Okay, all right.
Greg, pulling those tomatoes.
They're all yikes. Dead anyway.
Oh, jeez.
That's not far from the 30s.
They're all croaked.
For Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 66. A bit of a return to form. We will check the tides now. Coming up for Saturday, October 5th, 2019, we have a high tide at about 5:30 in the morning, 5:30 at night. That means 6:30 in the morning and night on Sunday. Low tides during that time frame, roughly midday. That's a good time. I like low tide. I'm way into low tide these days.
Yeah.
The sort of pools that appear.
Yeah.
I went out the other night. I was near Mayo Beach in Wellfleet. It was low tide. Sun had pretty much already gone down, but there was enough left as it sort of reflected across the pools, and the shell fishing folks were out there working their grants. Reflected in these little tide pools.
You like the ribbons of sand.
In that dusky, ribbony gray world. Reflections of joy and a burgeoning oyster economy. This kind of weather transformation, fella, it brings up one of the key questions and one of the most loaded questions we face all year here on the Fun Show podcast. We all love outdoor showers, but now we are facing temperatures at nighttime, even tonight, I think, that are heading down into the 40s. I have already had a few rebellions in my family where I picked up my daughter after a Powder Puff football event at Nauset Regional High School. She got home, and she's like, I'm not going out there. It was a cold night. I think it was in the 40s. By that point, she's like, I'm not going out there.
That's cold.
That's cold. And we're all like, come on. And we're like, all your products out there, all your shampoo and conditioner.
We have to bring them all
so
in.
So you got
to
go it's get them and move them.
Horrible process.
So now I'm facing some blowback on the outdoor shower. I vow to continue on. But what do you think? When is the time to turn it off?
I mean, because you're actually, last year you were heroic. You were out there until, late October?
I don't plan to stop until frost threatens, and I don't want the pipes to burst because that always leads to a very unpleasant situation where my plumber comes over and he's like, Jeez, Eric, I told you. And I did it 2 years in a row. By the second year, I was so tired of being berated and then being charged for the privilege.
Yeah.
You know, plumbers aren't cheap. So I think it's basically watching the weather forecast. You can turn it off and turn it back on.
Yeah, but once you drain the pipes, I mean, that's it. Do you really want to go through it and just turn it back on and then you have to drain them again?
Well, it's not that for me, it's not that bad. I do have to go into a very scary crawl space to do it.
Yeah, you have a very scary, like, faux basement, right? It's not really a basement.
Yeah, it's like crawl spaces
with, like, snakes and spiders living in
yes,
there.
Yes, it's a bit like a mold. Prison cell, yeah, but worse, yeah. With all sorts of mystery daddy long legs that are really, really long-legged.
Yeah.
So I would say there's no hard and fast date on Cape Cod. Mine's right attached to my house. I walk on a deck so I don't get the creepy cold grass things and the fallen leaves rubbing on my feet, which could be a problem. I don't know how you guys are set up, but Mung, it looks to me like you've given up already.
Well, fill me in again. How do you pronounce this word? Shower? What is this?
Oh, no.
So you don't have an outside shower, or you don't use it?
What? Shower? Oh, you mean to get clean?
No, actually, he presses his belly button, and it's like a windshield washer thing for a car. It just comes out and goes squirt, squirt, flip, flip. And it's not blue. It's kind of greenish, his fluid.
The
Mung family does have an outdoor shower. I use it frequently, and I want to use it well into the season, and I'm thinking, why isn't there a way that I can use it year-round, even in the winter? Aren't there, like, outdoor shower, like, warmers you can put on pipes or something?
Well, I exchanged emails with this one guy. I think he was from Woods Hole, and he sent me a picture of his outdoor shower in action in February. He had somehow taken styrofoam and put it around his exposed pipe area. And he told me he kept it going year-round.
Yeah, he deserves 100 points.
I think he said, like, in the picture I was seeing, it was 10 degrees out. All it was, like, steam. You could see snow on the sides. And apparently this guy is, I don't know, cavorting outside in his bathrobe.
Yes, okay, I embrace this.
So this styrofoam kept it warm, kept the warmth from
somehow,
the shower.
He might have had
enclosed.
It rigged up to a heater or something to
keep. Do you think he had some kind of a roof or something?
I don't know. Could you put a roof? I guess you could.
I mean, that would be the ultimate.
It's an outdoor shower pioneer we're talking about. Like, this is why Cape Cod is the most creative peninsula in the world.
Well, the problem with that whole thing is that once you're in an outdoor shower and it's warm, you're pretty good, you know, but there's a warm-up time when you're out there, you turn it on.
Right.
Now you disrobe, and for me, I'm throwing my seersucker bathrobe over the fence part and trying to grab it onto.
Ooh, don't you look nice.
And so now it's the moment when the water has to heat up to that comfort level.
Yeah.
It may only be 5-7 seconds. But that's like the Donner Party, man.
Don't you keep your bathrobe on and then turn the shower on? Or is your shower really
small? It's so small that if I turn it on, I'll get my bathrobe wet.
Okay, see,
and
I
detest that.
I can actually turn mine on, wait, you know, stay warm.
Oh, look at you. And then hey, Rockefeller.
But
rock a shower.
But once you're totally right. Once you're in the shower, you're in the zone.
Yes, you're the cone of warmth.
Yeah, the cone of warmth. But the problem is then you turn the shower off. You have to either
those are hard moments.
Either put your bathrobe back on, you run into the house screaming. Or you, you towel yourself off, and it's really cold until you can get your bathrobe back on.
Those are the moments.
I mean, there's so many choices. There's so many ways to deal with this.
Define how tough a person is, right there.
Well, as I said last year, I mean, you kept going. I pulled the plug.
I think I was in November, but again, it's all about the frost, which we have not seen. It's early October. There are reasons to be happy and enjoy all the flowers and things we still do see because
the Grim Reaper is coming. But the pipes don't.
What?
Here. Okay,
the
one other.
The Grim Reaper is coming.
Is it like winter's coming?
Yeah, it's going to get cold. The Grim Reaper.
Are we going to die?
Is coming to get your rhododendrons. Actually,
are we all going to?
Your marigolds and your tomato plants.
Actually, don't we want the first frost to get rid of these darn mosquitoes?
No, that's the trade-off.
Mm-hmm.
Triple E, quadruple E, quintuple E, eek!
Die.
Right.
Who needs that?
Triple E, die.
So, all right. So we're in a time of change, people. We have to hold together, find fun things to do. and not get scared, because we need to be somehow embracing life, and getting scared can be really trouble.
No, we love getting scared.
Oh, then good. Let's set sail for the Haunted Harbor. Spooky Cape Cod fun. Oh boy, the creepy characters who roam near the sea or live in the ocean are back to haunt Cape Cod for the 4th annual Captain Lazarus's Haunted Harbor attraction for Halloween. The attraction is described as a maze of terror that takes over 13 rooms of horror in a warehouse behind Cape Cod Media Center in Dennisport. There's witches, oracles, demonic dolls, a bog monster, ghost pirates, and mutant crabs, a.k.a. Among Family Reunion.
reminds me of Thanksgiving.
That's the giblets.
I'm already shivering.
I want the giblets. Give me the giblets.
I'm already shivering in my boots about that description, because you know this is going to be scary, and this is the preeminent haunted attraction on Cape Cod, because it's run by legendary Barnstable High School teacher and drama club director John Sullivan. He retired, and then he decided to continue this tradition that we had over at Barnstable High with these awesome haunted houses. The costumes are amazing. We're talking like Hollywood level quality, and really great for families. Although you might want to figure out, are your children
It does say here, caution: the attraction may be too intense for younger children, which means me and maybe Greg, because I don't like
scream. That's right.
No, I scream.
Maybe not good for young children, but, it kind of goes in line with John's old motto that he used to tell us over at the Barnstable High Drama Club Haunted Houses was, if the kids don't leave a screaming and crying, we're not doing our job.
I'm out. I am out. Greg, you're going to go? Can you handle us? Eric
and I would be like bawling our eyes out.
Oh, my God. Just the other day, someone gave me a soft-boiled egg instead of a hard-boiled egg, and I screamed and cried for like an hour and a half. So you add like goblins into it, I'm done.
You're sad.
Well, I remember that time we covered his haunted house at the high school years back.
Oh, yes.
And that was wicked scary.
Your heart is pounding throughout the whole thing.
I mean, that's dark. You know what's in the dark, Greg? This haunted thing? Haunted Harbor?
Yes, blood? It's definitely in the dark. And there's apparently a good amount of dates you can see it, which it's great that it's opening in early October, because it gives folks weeks to check it out.
That's right. It opens this Friday. That's, of course, October 4th, 6 p.m. to closing this Friday, Saturday, then again on October 11th to 13th, 18th to 19th, 26th to 27th, and 29th to 30th. This is all taking place at the Cape Cod Community Media Center, that 17 Shad Hole Road in Dennisport. It's a $10 admission. If you want more information, you can dial 508-394-2388, 508-394-2388. Again, there is a caution attached. This may be too intense for Greg and me and younger children. Mung, can you handle it?
Oh, I can handle it.
He says he can handle it.
Mm-hmm. What a tough guy.
Why are you such a tough guy, Mung?
Tough guy.
Man.
Oh, because I've been through the ringer. I've been to the haunted house ringer, and I know where the scares are and what to do.
You know what to expect, then.
Oh.
Like it's a musical score or something.
You know, he changes it up every year, so there's always going to be some,
Is there a certain amount of time before the screen? You enter a new room. Is there like a 12-second thing you can depend on, or does something come at you right away, or is it, how do they do it?
Ooh, no comment. You're going to have to go and see for yourself.
Are there any chainsaws?
Mm.
Are there any chainsaws whirring?
Why, are you going to bring your own? You love chainsaws, Greg.
What is it? Get away from me.
BYOC?
Why, do you want to carve a topiary or something?
Greg Scissorhands. Oh, my God. I don't know about that, but I know people love it. I just, I'm a little freaked out by that. I like to be out in nature. You guys know that. I like to go out there and cavort and dance and sort of choreograph my own new nature dances with a long scarf like Isadora Duncan, Greg. You loved her.
Just don't get it caught in like a wheel, turning wheel, car
wheel.
That's
so sad about Isadora, but that's not going to stop us from going out in nature. And Mung dreamed this one up as we were talking here before the show. The Bridge Creek Conservation Area in West Barnstable.
Yay!
That's on Route 149. You can park in designated spaces at the West Barnstable Fire Station on Route 149. Now, this is a trail I have a lot of experience in. Mung, you've been out here, too.
Totally.
It offers a lot of different stuff in a pretty good amount of space. A nice leg stretcher, relatively easy terrain, but tons of different things to look at.
It's no wonder that this is our fall walk of the week.
Fall walk of the week.
Bridge Street Creek Conservation Area.
Fall walk.
Oh, dear.
Sorry, Greg.
So many things at the Bridge Creek Conservation Area. I've got some info from the town of Barnstable website. 246 overall acres,
big,
which is
Greg.
Huge.
That's a lot.
It has all sorts of interesting things like stone walls. You love those, you know, Cape Cod-like stone walls, abandoned cranberry bogs, tidal and freshwater streams, hardwood swamps. Really neat. 2.5 miles of easy walking trails. If you take the northern trail out to Route 6A, you can cross over a boardwalk and two bridges for an awesome marsh view, bird watching, hiking. The world is your oyster here.
I love it there. And the other attraction that is my favorite thing about the whole place, and I love everything about that, is the biggest uprooted tree I have ever seen on Cape Cod. And that thing's going nowhere, by the way. It is enormous. The root ball is probably 12 to 15 feet high.
Oh.
You can go in underneath it. It's almost like if you were going to be like a survivalist, you could go live in the root ball.
Oh.
Which has been my dream for many years. Just get away from it all into the root ball.
Live in the root ball.
Why not?
I used to play root ball in high school.
Drink root beer.
Yeah.
It'd be great. I mean, it's a very lovely spot.
Do you still have a photo of that on CapeCodOnline.com?
I can put one up somewhere. We do have one. I will throw one up there. It is a delightful walk. A lot of rhododendrons, all sorts of bird life. Old stone walls that sort of linger along the side of some parts of the trail.
I love
very New Englandy. That's the Bridge Creek Conservation Area in West Barnstable. You can park in the designated spaces at the West Barnstable Fire Station on Route 149. That's right off exit 5. That's a nice little trip and a nice stroll. Could be a perfect fall kind of experience. As I recall, a lot of hardwood deciduous trees that may be changing as we speak.
Hmm.
Right?
What?
Foliage, Greg.
Oh, yes. Color.
Wake up over there?
Except oak trees go from, like, green to, like, brown.
And oh,
they,
I know.
And then they hang on.
February, they blow off.
They rustle, and they're still in the tree.
Blowing your face on Groundhog Day. Like, I'm still here.
Stupid oak trees.
It's a little early for foliage on the Cape, although one of our photographers, Ron, got a nice shot of some foliage over at a pond in Marston's Mill.
So. Around water is the place to start your journey, I would say.
Definitely. So you're going to have to stay tuned to the Cape Cod Fun Show in the coming weeks. We'll give you some of our favorite foliage spots once we start getting a little more color.
All right, so that's good. That's good. Hey, guys, I know you love dancing, and I know you guys worked your way through college as sort of Chippendales guys. Is that true?
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
You guys work a partnership. It was like Mung and Greg. Yeah. We take it all off.
Oh, yeah.
I was like the Chris Farley character in SNL doing the Chippendales.
No, weren't you guys called the Fig Leaves, actually? You would get down to a fig leaf, and then you'd exchange the fig leaves.
Oh, yeah. We used to do all sorts of like intricate things with the fig leaves so that you never saw
it was beautiful work.
Our bits.
You should have saw Greg's spinny leaf. We had to give the audience back their money.
Put it back on! They would scream, please put it back on! All right, now, we love dancing here. How about this? This sounds really interesting. It's an 80s flashback dance program.
That's my dream.
Studio 878 will present an Adam in Chatham production of 80s Flashback, a program featuring dancers from the studio's Chance to Dance Youth Ballroom program, professional teachers, bunch of other people. The showcase's music will include funk, punk, new wave, retro, rock, and disco. Greg, this is
punk?
That's right, punk dancing.
Punk? That'd be amazing. That'd be great.
How do you dance to punk music? Is it the pogo? Up and down?
I think you kind of twist and you throw yourself against someone else.
New wave? That would be what? The Thompson Twins? Howard Jones? That kind of thing?
Interesting.
Yeah, kind of cool.
If I was dancing to something in the 80s, it would totally be Rick Astley. Like, never gonna give you up.
Never gonna give you up.
Yeah, that's my wheelhouse.
Never gonna let you down. Never gonna put you down and hurt you. That's a pretty good Rick Astley imitation.
Right. That was good.
Yeah, what about that?
You're Rickrolling us.
I've never... Who?
Oh, dear.
Greg, you probably were like his next door neighbor for 40 years. You're like, hey, Rick, can you give me back that cup of sugar you borrowed from me in 82?
Yeah.
I tell you what, that boy.
He's like, you know, I was famous once.
I don't care. You owe me sugar. And do not cross onto my lawn unless I give you this form.
What did you sing? Gun?
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. God, never gonna run around.
How do you dance?
How do you dance?
It's got that 80s
beat. Oh, you just
gotta
shimmy around. You do your flash, the flash dance thing, Greg. Here, I'm gonna tear my sweatshirt.
Oh, yeah.
Get the other sleeve. First, when there's nothing but a slow bunch of tears, grab control of my shirt. What a feeling!
Oh,
who's that?
The feeling's believing.
Totally 80s, man.
Who's that?
I'm Jennifer Beals, don't you know?
Oh, right. Oh,
okay. Did you see the resemblance with my sweatshirt here? Spray me with water, Mung.
Not really.
Oh, yes. Yes, strobe light me. Someone strobe light me.
Oh, my dear.
Yeah, there was kind of a resemblance of the chest, I think.
I don't know about that.
Chest area. Very,
or just those clean, high cheek, sort of determined, curly, jerry curl
and that
curls.
Big, high hair.
Yes, that's going to be a job for me over the weekend to build up my hair. So that will be good. Mr. All right, so this sounds fun. I love dancing. I love going to see dancers, whether it's like my kids' recital or professional dancers. It's always fun. All right, apparently the guy who's running this thing, Adam Spencer, his experience includes dancing and touring internationally and working as dance captain for cruise lines.
Huh.
Mung, were you a dance captain ever on Mung Cruises?
Oh, yeah. It was Mung and Carnival Conga. Don't you remember that? Unfortunately, we congaed right off the ship and lost several people.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, it was rough.
Well, those decks are slippery.
That can happen.
That's too bad.
Particularly when you're pushed.
Right this way. Left foot out.
Oh, there he goes.
Just splash. That's too bad. This is 7 o'clock Saturday, an action-packed day on Cape Cod. Of course, that means it's October 5th at the Wellfleet Harbor Actors Theater. That's on Route 6, 2357 Route 6 in Wellfleet. What.org has more information. Tickets are $25. That's a good deal, and that's a lovely space for performance if you haven't been to What in Wellfleet. That's just fun, watching people who love to dance.
I love watching.
I might be at this thing.
I love watching dance. I don't like actually dancing. I love watching dance.
I love
modern dance.
When you and Mrs. Greg got married,
ballet,
and the band is up there on the bandstand, and it's time for your first act as a couple to dance, what happened?
We didn't do anything because we had a string quartet.
Oh, man.
What?
It was super elegant. It was super.
That sounds classy.
A string quartet.
Can't you dance to a string quartet?
No dancing, no shouting, no MC,
dancing.
No Neil Diamond, you know, with your hands raised above your head. None of that stuff. It was so
sweet,
nice.
Sweet Gregory.
Woo!
So what if someone at the reception really felt like, I'd just like to move around a little bit, where they squashed back into their seat by burly attendants?
Woohoo! Beethoven! Woo!
There's a party not going on right here. All right.
It was very nice.
80s dance. That sounds great. Okay. October is Oktoberfest season. Wieners and schnitzels and all that stuff. Oh, my.
Mm. Wieners again? We had wieners last week, remember?
We love... Oh, that's right. The dachshunds.
Yeah,
Don't bring the dachshunds back up.
The doxies.
Oh, brother. Mashpee marks Oktoberfest. It's the Mashpee Recreation Department celebrating Oktoberfest with a variety of activities, including a craft show, a keg toss... Wow. A dance demonstration by the Haley School of Irish Dance. I love those step dancers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, their legs are flying.
They're very talented.
They're like Ginsu knives, like chop, 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 and their arms aren't moving.
Aren't they amazing?
I love step dancing.
The whole upper part of their body, their torso does not move.
I think they duct tape their arms to their sort of midriff.
It's incredible.
But I love Irish dance. I love dancing. Maybe I'll take up dancing. Music by the Groovalottas here at Mashpee Oktoberfest. The Vagabonds. They'll be fiddlers. There'll be children's music by the Toad Jam Puppet Band.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, Toad Jam.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Mung, you're familiar with that. Or is it toes that he has, Greg?
No, I think he has toe rags.
Flappers?
Well,
flippers? Floppers?
Toe rags.
Toe rags?
Toe rags,
That's
yeah.
what he has?
My flipper jams?
Yeah. He keeps his toes, sort of clean.
Never wear his slippers. I am telling you that right now.
I think I knew that.
There's a host of sort of other smaller animals that live their lives in there off of the flipper stuff.
It's a symbiotic relationship.
Symbiotic, that's right.
Yes.
Some call it love.
Yeah.
All right, so that is taking place 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., the Mashpee Oktoberfest on Mashpee Commons Village Green. That's at the intersection of Routes 28 and 151. Admission is free, free, free.
So you said that they had a keg?
Keg toss.
When I went to college, freshman year, I was in this dorm, and it was an all-guy floor.
And so they tossed you around.
And they had this keg, and I was kind of traumatized because, you know, this is, you know, away from home, it's freshman year. And these guys started taking this keg at one end of the corridor, hefting this keg above their heads, and tossing it down the corridor.
What?
So that and the object was to hit the this radiator at the other end. And if you hit the radiator, then you scored some points. Wow. Or whatever. And I thought, oh my God. And they would keep doing this until one day they hit the radiator too hard and just broke the whole radiator.
Oh no, so no one had any heat.
So we were cold.
It's like Donkey Kong.
But that's what cool is in college. So, I've seen versions of that and participated in maybe some of them, where you got the radiator in the background, but you put a bunch of beer bottles, like bowling pins, and you smash them.
Oh, we should have done that.
Oh, keg toss.
Wait, no, we didn't do that.
Aren't kegs heavy? Especially filled with beer?
No, you empty the keg, and then you get all the bad ideas.
Oh, yeah, empty kegs. Sorry.
So you have
yes.
to drink it first.
Well, that's what spurs the creativity.
I see. Yeah.
You know, in the great Einstein-like thinking of, like, let's break something.
But if you have that keg, that means that you didn't go back to the liquor store for the deposit.
You can always bring it back. They can handle
really?
A beating better than a radiator.
Yeah, radiators, yeah.
Kegs are pretty tough.
Well, plus I would hate to be the people downstairs, you know, this thump, you know, crash.
That's just a day in the life of college freshmen.
Those wacky freshmen.
When beer flowed and the camaraderie was high among.
Yep.
I guess for you it would be like sort of umbrella drinks you'd be hurling around.
That's right, yes.
Poking
yes.
people's eyes with umbrellas.
I hurl coladas.
That's a strong statement, Mung. I'm going to throw my pina colada at you if you don't shut up. Okay, man, okay. Look, Punk, do you feel lucky? I've got a pina colada in this hand and a Mai Tai right here. Don't make me toss them at you angrily. Oh, boy. All right, we're also getting into oyster season, people. This is a good time of year to start eating those oysters. Cooler temperatures, I think, are better for the product. I'm not a big summer oyster guy. I'll eat them all the time, but they are especially crisp and delicious as the weather gets cooler. And here we go with the first one I've seen so far. It's called Oysters. It's called Shuck, A Day of Oysters and Beer. Shuck! !! Like the Beatles film Help. Oh. Shuck! Shuck me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate a couple pints around. That's right. 8 types of oysters. Shuckers Reward Oyster Stout Beer. Clams and shrimp. Live music and educational exhibits will all be part of the second annual Shuck, A Day of Oysters and Beer, to benefit the Barnstable Clean Water Coalition. This event, hosted by Cape Cod Beer Big Rock Oyster and Cape Cod Oyster, designed to highlight the wide variety of oysters on Cape Cod and a bunch of other stuff, and their economic and ecological impact on the region. There'll be also wine and beer, wine and cider, clam chowder, and the pineapple caper food truck for non-seafood offerings, Mung. Thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
You have a safe place to go.
Love it.
That's 1 to 5 p.m. on Saturday. Again, a huge day of action on Cape Cod. That, of course, is the 5th of October. Takes place at Cape Cod Beer, which is somewhere Finney's Lane. Where is that thing?
Yes.
Off Finney's Lane.
Yep. This is a good way to, you know, maybe I bet there'll be a ton of people there who actually harvest these treats from the sea, and you can ask them what it's like to get these delicious oysters.
So that sounds like a good time. You can get more information, including pricing on VIP packages. Greg, that's your department.
Yep.
That's CapeCodBeer.com/shuck. So that sounds good.
Nice.
No reason to sing the blues when you're drinking beer and slurping down oysters. However, if you do want to sing the blues, or at least see a professional blues man on Cape Cod, here you go. Jimmy Vaughn is bringing his Texas blues to Cape Cod. The legendary blues man, Jimmy Vaughn. He is the older brother, I believe, of Stevie Ray Vaughan, the late, great rock blues man.
Yeah.
who passed away. I believe it was a helicopter crash, maybe something like that.
Yep.
Jimmy Vaughn. I was reading a little bit up on him. He's playing at the Payomet tent, by the way. Hopefully it's not too chilly. 7 o'clock on Saturday, October 5th. Tickets run $30 to $65. This guy's 68 years old now. He's been playing in bands since he was 12.
Wow.
He's been playing in bands, what is that, 50 years? That's more than 50 years of performing. And apparently he at one point sold the famous Jimi Hendrix his wah-wah pedal.
No.
It says something like that.
He was
the
probably...
true story is, he says, in this great story by Jason Savio, our friend here at the Cape Cod Times. Here's what Jimmy Vaughn has to say. The true story is I had a brand new wah-wah pedal, and he had broken his. It was Saturday night, and all the music stores were closed. So he said, if you let me use yours, I'll give you $50, says Vaughn. Apparently, you needed a wah-wah pedal back then. You really needed... Here's what Vaughn says. Everybody had a wah-wah pedal at the time. If you didn't have a wah-wah pedal, then you couldn't get a gig.
I feel inadequate now that I don't have a wah-wah.
Oh, I must have a wah-wah pedal. No, that's not it. Oh, wait a sec. No, that's not the wah-wah pedal. That's a little wah-wah-y. Oh, I don't know. Wah-wah.
Well, didn't George Harrison have a song about wah-wah?
Wah-wah.
Wah-wah.
Stop with your wah-wah. So that sounds great. That's Jimmy Vaughn, 7 o'clock Saturday, October 5th at the Payomet Performing Arts Center, 29 Old Dew Line Road, North Truro. More information at payomet.org. Speaking of music, wah-wah, this is Among Department Music Superstar Update. Mung, I say the words Monica Rizzio to you. What does that mean?
Amazing talent, awesome musician and singer here on Cape Cod. I've been a long time Monica Rizzio fan ever since her days in Tripping Lily, the, you know, bluegrass, newgrass folk trio. But now she's got a new album coming out. In fact, I just saw Monica Rizzio with her band, The Roundups, at the Vinegrass Festival over the weekend in Truro, which was super awesome. She kicked off the show, and she mentioned that she has an upcoming performance and a new album.
That's right. The new album's called Sunshine is Free, which is a nice sentiment. Sunshine is free, Greg. How do you think of you?
We like free.
All right, that's right. For all you sunny free cheapskates out there.
You know, I don't want to pay for sun.
No, there's no reason to, although who knows? The future? Who knows?
Yeah.
Let's not worry about it now, fellas. Sunshine is Free is the name of the new album. Her release party for the CD is taking place this Friday, October 4th, 7:30 p.m., at Wellfleet Preservation Hall, Main Street in Wellfleet. Tickets are $25. Now, did she play some of her new stuff?
She did, and it was awesome. Like, really great. There's some up-tempo stuff. Yeah, really cool. And she just got a shout-out from Billboard Magazine. They did an awesome write-up about her, and they tweeted it out. So she's getting some more national recognition there. So definitely get down there and check out the new album.
Apparently, Monica Rizzio's debut album, Sunshine is Free, was recorded in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, it's the hottest place to be for music.
Yeah. We gotta go. Why don't we start a band?
It is like the music.
We should take
place.
The fun show to Nashville.
What about Greg and the Grumpies? I'm sitting on my farm.
There is a hole for grump rock.
Someone stole my rooster.
There's a genre for everything.
Well, anyway, we should think about it. And then to be hip, you go to Nashville. That's what you do.
It's a totally hip place.
And there's some kind of hot chicken there too, right, Mung?
Oh, Mung was in Nashville a couple years ago.
His chicken motor's starting, Greg.
Now my mouth is drooling.
Don't get me started on chicken.
There was so
I love
much
chicken.
Delicious hot chicken that was so spicy that it brought me to my knees, and I've barely gotten up.
Oh, boy, we got to get to Nashville. Well, I guess this is a perfect time to segue into our little food report. We have Mung taking us to Falmouth for his visit to the East End Tap, which sounds delicious. While he frantically looks on his phone, I can report that I had a cheeseburger, onion rings, and fries at PJ's, which closes soon, and that made Greg think, oh man, what about the captain?
I had to check out the cat, you know, Captain Frosty's and
Route 6A and Dennis.
And they're they're not open as much as they used to be. And you should probably get there really fast because they're open tomorrow, Thursday through Sunday.
I think it's Thursday through Sunday.
And I think shortly after that, they're
going to
close.
So this is the last time to get your Clam Shack thing going on.
This is the last hurrah to get some of those great fried clams.
Good. The captain, so good. Captain Frosty's and Dennis. But Mung, what?
Well, what is not closing is the East End Tap. And I love visiting places that I've never been to before. East End Tap is in Falmouth at 734 Route 28 in East Falmouth. It used to be J.R. Brody's.
Okay.
So it's under new ownership here at the East End Tap, a very cool space. Everyone was very friendly. I went out to lunch with several people, and I had one of the best burgers that I have ever had on the Cape. And I'll tell you a little about it. I'm very nervous about ordering burgers because sometimes it doesn't come out, you know, medium if you ask for it, or if it's too charred.
So in that moment when you're ordering in the restaurant, there's some trepidation.
There is some trepidation.
Some heart palpations.
But you have to just...
palpitations.
You have to just try different burgers because, you know, you're not going to know otherwise.
Oh, Mung, this is high-pressure performance.
Oh, yeah.
You're so brave.
So I tried their signature steakhouse burger. Listen to this beast. Fire-grilled and then topped with melted white cheddar cheese.
I like it.
Mushrooms sautéed in a steakhouse garlic butter sauce, then topped with deep fried onion rings.
Oh, yeah.
And this was the kicker.
Onion rings. Oh, I'm there.
On a toasted garlicky brioche roll.
Oh, wow.
This was so amazing. It was like eating a grilled, like a cheeseburger on garlic bread.
That's a great idea.
Wow. It was such a great idea that it was just so many flavors in your mouth.
Sounds delicious.
And it was perfect. It was a half pound. It was a beefy,
half-pound
Angus chuck.
That's a lot of beef.
What is that like?
What do you do? Unhinge your jaw to swallow that?
How thick is that? Oh, it's so thick you can barely put your hands around it. They give you fries, a pickle. I had it medium. It cooked perfect. And I'm like, I've been craving this burger.
Man, you're probably still digesting that burger.
That's right.
Wow.
The rest of my party had good things like fish tacos, so they've got all sorts of stuff there.
Nice.
All right, that sounds delicious. Let's stay in Falmouth. Our good friend, food writer Gwen Friss, went down to the Pickle Jar Kitchen. She actually brought some pickles back.
Oh.
Did you get one of those pickles, Greg?
No, where was I?
Oh, you sour
Come
puss.
On, I love pickles.
That's too bad. They make their own pickles there, which is something to think about.
Are you serious?
I love pickles.
I do too.
I'm a huge pickle fan. So this sounds like a nice place. Very homey. She says like a feeling like a homey cottage. Much of their food is made in-house, including the pickles. Looks like the highlight might have been the Plowman selection to go. The Plowman selection for two. This was a giant box of food. Let's see. Pulled pork, roast beef, hand-carved ham, several cheeses, and veggies accompanied by sourdough toast.
Wow.
There's a picture of this box. Two-person lunch, $16. That is at the Pickle Jar Kitchen.
Can I see that?
I tried some on the radio. Gwen gave me some of that pulled pork, and that was delightful.
Yeah, she loved the pulled pork, too. I mean, she said it was a perfect sort of not too vinegary, not too sweet, really nice. That looks like a box of fun, Greg.
It does.
And it's just a box of fun. Oh, he's Robert Hunter.
All right, Robert Hunter.
I know, that's sad. But no, let's get back to pickles. They make their own pickles, and apparently they have a pickle sampler. You can sit there and just eat a pickle sampler, Greg.
Oh, really?
Now, would that possibly get you to 170 Main Street in Falmouth?
Yeah.
Picklejarkitchen.com. Open 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Thursdays through Sundays.
I'm like swaying. When I like something, I'm kind of like swaying back and forth, thinking, oh, my God.
I love my little pickles.
I love to try that.
That sounds good. Okay, we got to move this along here. One more thing that sounded like a really fun folk crafty thing to do that involves beer, Greg. Now you're happy, and it's in your town.
It's
beer mug painting at Devil's Purse Brewing Company. That's Friday, October 4th. Devil's Purse Brewing Company, 120 Great Western Road in Dennis. $15. Materials are supplied to customize your drinking cup. Limited number of mugs available. So you can go in there, beer sold separately, and create your special love mug. Your own beer mug. Imagine that. You're drinking beer and you're painting a mug and you're getting along with some hipster people. It's fantastic. Greg, you grow a goatee to go there.
Yeah.
You bring your bongo drums. You're like Matisse. It's fantastic.
My beret also.
Oh, you hipster.
Don't forget the beret.
Could I have the Intelligentsia Stout, please? That's right. So that sounds like a lot of fun. And the folks at Devil's Purse do make some delicious beer. Mm-hmm. That's right in your town, Greg.
I know.
$15. What do you say?
I know. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, right. You will never come out of your house. That's it. You've been yelling at leaves falling in your yard. How dare you? I'll be getting you later.
I'll get you.
How dare you fall down and disrupt my lawn?
You little creatures.
I'm going to mulch you over and over again.
Okay. All right. So we got to get out of here. I want to thank Kevin McLeod at audionautics.com for
Incompetech.com.
I was going to say, that doesn't sound right.
For all the great music you hear underneath the show, you've been listening to the Cape Cod Fun Show podcast here from the Cape Cod Times newspaper in Hyannis. My name is Eric Williams Mung. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
Greg, thank you for being here.
You're so welcome.
Till next time.
Till next week. Keep having fun. And see you.
Hey, Greg, why don't you pick up that keg right there and roll it down? Hey, Frosh, go ahead, pick that thing up right now. Oh, gee, something just burst. Oh, my gosh. I think he's got a hernia. Just push that little bit back in, Greg. We're going to get you down to the emergency room. So sorry about that, Greg. You want a beer?
Oh, this hurts so much.
Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.